I'm going to read you a clause here in this story about Zaqqari and a nuclear weapon. And it says basically that they're not sure if he has one or not, but the fact that it has appeared now, this nuclear threat, in several classified reports distributed since December indicates concern. Do you believe that there are members in government who are concerned?
Yes, absolutely, without a doubt. There were a couple of... we had a discussion today with a gentleman who asked not to be identified, but I can tell you this. He is a former station chief for the Defense Intelligence Agency who has seen these specific memos, classified documents, who knows what's going on, what's being disseminated to the public. He believes that the entire threat is being downplayed to the public and to the press, and that there's... definitely the ability, or Zarqawi and company have, in fact, the components for a radiological bomb, and, in fact, they most likely have anywhere between 10 and 20, that's a low number, of operable suitcase nukes, you know, 1 to 2 to 10 kiloton type devices, some of which are in the United States.
And what is so incredible to me, and Steve had mentioned this as well, is that he believes that some of these have been disarmed in this country, but not all of them.
I believe that as well. You know, since 1995, and I'm sure prior to that, there have been active searches by nuclear emergency search teams. As a matter of fact, I was notified earlier today, based on this series of memos that we're talking about, one in particular, that the New York, New Jersey area nuclear emergency search team has been actively looking for something. Obviously, they're not looking for, they obviously have to be looking for something nuclear in nature. Their tone has changed dramatically over the past several days.
You know that Chinese guy they picked up who was had a suitcase and they didn't know what he had, and he was on his way to the Capitol saying, I want to talk to the president. And they jumped him and they checked the suitcase and there was nothing in there. But we haven't heard much about the story. Some people are speculating, Douglas, that it might have been a test just to see how quickly our people would react to somebody walking around with a suitcase.
Interesting observation. Our military affairs expert, Sean Osborne, and I had a discussion about this right after that the tapes of that takedown were made public. It appeared staged. It appeared that, when I say staged, it appeared to be a kind of a practice run, if you will.
It did.
You know, so.
The guy was just too stiff.
Exactly. As if almost expectant,
yes.
You know, at the time. So,
like he had a stopwatch going. Well, let's see how long will it take them to come and jump me, because I'm just going to stand here and not say anything.
That's correct, yes. And it's a very interesting, the whole scenario is interesting, because obviously you can do that legitimately, you know, have practice runs, have, it's a good thing to do. We need to be prepared for the inevitable, and I think that this, you know, this whole thing, an attack is inevitable. But so it's a good thing. If it was staged, well, I guess it went well. But it certainly looked that way.
We're told that, 100 suitcase nukes from the former Soviet Union are still missing? Is that true?
Well, I'll tell you what, people argue about the number all the time. I've seen as few as 20 and as many as 80. I've seen 100 referenced, even if
it's one.
Yeah, exactly. Even if it's one workable nuclear device, think of the psychological impact. You know, and we had discussions about this, a nuclear event is definitely survivable. On the other hand, what it would do to the economy, it's survivable unless you're at ground zero or within a very close proximity of the blast. That does not make it any better, of course, but the psychological impact of that going off in this country would be unbelievable, as well as the economic impact to the American public. And, you know, with that type of blast, the dynamics would change dramatically. I think that there would be a lot of different things we'd be looking at. We'd be looking at, obviously, further erosion of our of our rights. You know, the Patriot Act now, people are saying it's very stringent. And I have to agree, after looking at it, just simply having terrorist information on your computer is enough to have yourself arrested. Very disconcerting, especially when you're in the business of analyzing this information as a private citizen.